Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 20% of the drivers in the United States now are 65 years and older. That has gone up as the population has gotten older. That has obviously gone up as well. They actually cause a smaller percentage of total crashes, despite maybe popular belief. Younger drivers are, according to the statistics from NHTSA, more likely to cause an accident than an older driver. But still, there are some special challenges that all of us face as we get older if we are operating a motor vehicle. Bob Worley is someone who teaches safe driving courses. He works for Seniors for Safe Driving. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Jay.
Do I have your title right? You're an instructor for Seniors for
Safe Driving? Yeah, that's correct. Okay. There's approximately six that do most of the classes from everywhere from actually Altoona all the way up to Erie, PA. So,
okay.
For, you know, this, the western half of the state.
Is this a statewide organization or nationwide?
It's a state. We're one of the organizations that PennDOT, Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, allows to hold the classes.
And I should specify, it is a for-profit. It is not a not-for-profit, if people are wondering that. It is a
correct. Yeah, that's correct.
But my understanding, though, is that if you complete this driver improvement course, you may be eligible, depending on your insurance company, for a discount on your insurance rates as well, right?
The current insurance laws in Pennsylvania for your $17 investment in our class, it's good for 3 years, and
okay,
you're entitled to a 5% discount for the next 3 years. 5%, 5%, 5%. And it's open to any drivers age 55 and older.
So besides the fact of learning maybe some new skills, some defensive driving techniques to keep you safer on the road, you also might save a couple of dollars as well.
That's correct, and that's why we do get a lot of repeat people. They understand that besides learning and keeping up with what's going on, there's some real savings there. You know, 5% of your premium every year for 3 years is a nice savings for most people.
And one of the things that Bob Worley is an instructor with Seniors for Safe Driving, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. One of the things that struck me when I got the announcement about the upcoming classes for the winter and the spring is that there's a lot of them in our area in the Turtle Creek Valley, in Wilmerding, North Huntington, Plum, Wall, Jeanette. So you kind of go all over our listening area.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, drivers, if they want to, they can either go online to seniorsforsafedriving.com. There's a complete schedule for all the different instructors and areas where they can call the 800 number, 1-800-559-4880, and talk to the office people. And mainly that's going to be Desiree or Mike, and they'll help them out, get them into a class that's closest to their home.
We're talking with Bob Worley this morning. He's an instructor who teaches driving safe driving techniques for people 55 and older. Bob, before we get into maybe some tips that people can begin to integrate even before they take a class with you, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up, and how did you come to become a driving instructor?
Well, I'm a Pittsburgh native, and I had retired from the railroad right down where you're at there in 2008.
Okay.
I had started with the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie, then we were taken over by CSX. So after 42 years, my wife was looking for something for me to do, and
my wife often looks for some stuff for me to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so we had taken our class in 2011, and they were looking for an instructor, and I signed up, and I've been doing it ever since. So, I mean, I do between 50 and 60 classes a year. That's pretty typical of the instructors, and It's, you know, it's, it is something to do. I enjoy doing it. So,
and how long,
it helps.
How long are the classes? Are they multiple days?
They're 4 hours.
Okay.
We take sufficient breaks though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, totally sitting there for 4 hours. We take breaks. A lot of locations do have refreshments. Not all, but most do. So,
and is part of it in a, like a social hall or a church hall?
Yeah, that's okay. Correct. Okay. Yeah, that's
and then
correct.
Part of it is out on the road?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
There's no testing. Okay. It's all classroom. Either, you know, going over the current driver's manual. If the instructor wants to show videos, he can do that. And, you know, there's ample opportunity to ask questions, any questions, and we try to offer the people, you know, some real world suggestions on what they can do. You know, there are resources available if they're having trouble and so forth.
Bob Worley works for a company called Seniors for Safe Driving. You can reach them at 1-800-559-4880. They offer classes throughout our listening area. If you're within the sound of my voice, you're probably within the sound of one of their classes that are coming up. Seniorsforsafedriving.com is the website. And you said it's a four-hour course, and for $17, you can save about 5% on your auto insurance for over 3 years if you successfully complete the whole thing.
That'll be 5%, 5%, 5%.
Yeah.
So it's 5% each year. 3 years for their one-time $17 investment. So it's like $6 a year that in order to save 5%. So
one of the things that strikes me, and it's been a while since I learned how to drive. I'm not yet in the 55 and older class, but I'm creeping up there. I'm getting there. One of the things that strikes me, though, is that even just since I learned how to drive a car, they've changed a lot. When I learned to drive on a car that had no anti-lock brakes, no airbags, no in-dashboard GPS. It didn't have a TV screen or a video screen on the dashboard. How have cars changed since maybe some of our older listeners learned to drive?
Well, without a doubt, besides being more expensive, you know, the current crash avoidance systems on vehicles, they're actually a plus for, you know, for people as we get a little bit older through the normal aging process. Our skills can diminish a bit there, but you know, these crash avoidance systems are designed to, you know, make up for a lot of that loss and to keep us safe behind the wheel. You know, possibly a lot of people.
What do you say a crash avoidance system? What kind of things are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about the automatic emergency braking.
Mm-hmm.
And those types of warnings, lane departure warnings, someone in your blind spot, the cameras that are around the vehicles, all the airbags. You know, a lot of vehicles today probably have 16, some of the newer vehicles, maybe 20 airbags.
Rented a car a few years ago for a trip, and I think it was a Buick, but I don't remember for sure. And at one point on the interstate, I drifted a little bit out of the lane, and I could actually feel the steering wheel kind of nudge me to go back the other way. That surprised me the first time that it knew I guess that's one of the lane departure features.
A lot of the modern vehicles, because they're hooked into the GPS, mm-hmm. they actually have the, even though you have to keep your hands on the wheel, their will tug you back over a little bit there to keep you alert and to keep you in your lane there. So, it's all good.
Are there techniques that drivers might have learned when they were growing up that they should no longer be using? For instance, when I was a kid, like I said, I took a car. My first car did not have anti-lock brakes, and I took my driving test on a car that did not have anti-lock brakes. So when I bought my first car that had ABS, you know, one of the things the salesman said is, hey, this is different from your other car. Don't pump the brakes if you get into a skid. Just press down on them firmly. What are some other techniques that maybe don't apply anymore with newer cars?
Well, we do talk a little bit about that, about the anti-lock braking. But with the crash avoidance systems on vehicles today, you don't really have to, they aren't that much different from the older vehicles, but they definitely give you an advantage. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head here, but things that are that much different.
The beeper when you back up now, or the backup cameras that almost all cars have backup cameras, it seems like to me.
Well, they are. Yeah, they are mandatory. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of this stuff, the crash avoidance systems, because of National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they become federal motor vehicle safety standards. So they have to be in vehicles. But, you know, they're always coming out with new stuff that actually are more sophisticated. Unfortunately, a lot of that stuff is a little bit more expensive, so the cost of the vehicles keep going up, and then to get them repaired if something happens. But, you know, it's still, I think it's, and I think we stress in the classes, at least I do, the importance of following the driving regulations. Even with all the new and the safety improvements, you still have to follow the rules, you know, because of the liability laws. If you get involved in an accident and, you know, a failure to follow the driving regulations can be a presumption of negligence on your part. And, I mean, that can have some pretty severe consequences financially for you there.
Yeah, so. Well, besides the fact that you may be injuring yourself or a neighbor or someone that you love in that circumstance. We have a break to take, and I want to ask you about some tips that you give to people and a little bit about how these courses work, what people will learn in them. But before we take the break, I want to ask, do you remember what kind of car you took your driving test on years ago?
Yeah, I had a 1956 Ford, was my mother's car. And, of course, back then we had to go to the Pennsylvania State Police mm-hmm. station.
cars were prettier then, but maybe not as safe as they are now.
Well, they had big steering wheels. I remember that.
All right. Well, you're probably not driving a 1956 Ford. If you are, good for you. Bob Worley is our guest this morning. He's from Seniors for Safe Driving. If you're interested in one of their courses for drivers 55 and older, 1-800-559-4880 or visit seniorsforsafedriving.com. I should mention that they are a for-profit business. They are not a nonprofit, but we are receiving no remuneration for this interview. I just think it's an interesting subject. Bob, when we come back, we're going to ask you some signs that people should look for that maybe their loved one or spouse is having trouble driving, and also what are some common problems that older drivers start to experience, okay?
Okay, sure.
You're listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. We'll be right back.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Bob Worley is our guest. He's an instructor with Seniors for Safe Driving. They offer safe driving courses all over the Turtle Creek Valley, actually all over the state of Pennsylvania, but for our purposes in the Mon Valley. What are some common problems that we might start to experience while we're out behind a wheel?
Well, I think the same kind of things that we might see even being around our house, you know, as the normal aging, our reflexes, you know, slow down, our vision, our hearing, our strength, our smell, you know, our touch, everything for most of us diminishes a little bit there. So, you know, the things like being in traffic, where years ago you could make quick decisions, it takes us a little bit longer. So it doesn't mean that the person would be an unsafe driver. It just means that you might have to adapt a little bit there and maybe stay off of busy roadways, maybe limit your nighttime driving because of the glare and so forth.
That, you know, makes me think of we've all had that experience, especially again as we get older, of, you know, the word is on the tip of her tongue, or I recognize that person, but I can't think of their name. That could be very serious problem if you're behind the wheel of the car and you have that kind of hesitation, right?
Correct. Oh, without a doubt, yes. You know, things about not, besides keeping your vehicle up to date, I mean, you know, you have to be serious and honest about a self-evaluation of how you're actually doing. You know, a lot of people don't want to admit certain things, and that certainly can have some problems when you're out there driving. But, you know, some of the problems, as long as, you know, if you don't want to get PennDOT involved in anything there, but a lot of the people that come in to the classes, not a lot, but some of the people have said that some family member is after them, you know, about stopping driving. And that's a big thing for a person, you know, because of their independence. So we offer some, you know, some guidance, some resources that are available. There's driving schools that do evaluations for older drivers. There are actually licensed physical therapists, and there's quite a few in our area that do that type of work. The University of Pittsburgh has an adaptive driving program. So, and we also, you know, go over quite a bit about how to interact with anyone else out on the roadway, you know, larger vehicles and school buses and the big trucks and bicycles, motorcycles, pedestrians, railroad crossings, things of that nature, you know, and it does give people a little bit more confidence, and they can see that they're actually doing things correctly, even though, you know, there can be a feeling that older drivers are just driving too slow. But a lot of drivers would say, well, yeah, but I'm following the speed limit and you're not, you know. So
Bob Worley is an instructor with Seniors for Safe Driving. Yeah, I've had that experience just this morning. I was doing 25 miles an hour in the 25 mile hour zone, and as my father-in-law would say, they were passing me like I was backing up. How do driving laws change very often? I mean, are there new laws? I know there's a new law, for instance, that you're not allowed to look at a handheld cell phone.
That's correct. Driving. Yeah. But last June, Governor Shapiro passed the hands-free. We're hands-free now since last June. So when you're operating a vehicle, you can't have your mobile device in your hand. Or supported by another body part. Another big change was the move over law.
Tell us about that. What is the move over law?
Well, that's if there's an emergency situation on the roadway where you have police, fire, medical, tow truck operators, PennDOT. If you have to pass in an adjacent lane next to the emergency response area, you have to get your speed down. It has to be at least 20 mile an hour below the posted speed limit if that speed is safe for passing. If there is a free lane available for you to get into, you have to get into that free lane to protect the emergency workers.
And that's a state law. And again, like you said, a lot correct. Of people probably are not aware of that.
And it's actually probably true in all 50 states.
Most states, I think, have that now, yeah.
Right.
There's another law that is not new, but it's fairly recent. It's certainly more recent than when I learned to drive, and that's the law about putting your headlights on when you have your windshield wipers on. Tell us about that.
Anytime that you're out there on the roadway and you have your wipers on due to weather condition, your headlights have to be on so your taillights come on. A lot of people don't realize that their daylight running lights, if they have it set on automatic, only your front lights are lit and they are less bright than your headlights. So like when you're traveling through any work or construction area, work zone or maintenance area, your headlights have to be on so your taillights come on. The same with your wipers.
And these are all things that it seems to me have changed maybe in the last 20 years or 30 years. So again, certainly since I got my driver's license.
Yes, yeah. They have, yeah. I don't know the exact dates that some of these changed, but yes, they have. So.
And are these some of the things that you review in the course, like new laws and new regulations?
Definitely. Okay. Yeah, we try to pick out some of all the newer stuff, and then anything that people have had questions about, I always try to include that. And of course, we do give them an opportunity, as I said before, to ask questions, but we get them up to date. We don't, you know, we don't go over every driving reg there. We wouldn't have enough time for that. But how to interact, you know, with, as I said before, with other people out on the roadway. Roundabouts, that's another thing that people have trouble with now.
I just went through one this morning. You're really on top of this here because they have them in West Mifflin now near the new Turnpike interchange. And I went through one this morning and it surprised me.
Yeah, they're everywhere. And we also talk about, you know, the new bus patrol video, you know, the program with the school buses and the safe stopping and things like that for school buses and for the kids.
We have another break coming up. Before we get into that, I want to ask you real quickly, there are a lot of common medications that people take for cholesterol, for diabetes, for high blood pressure, migraine headaches, all kinds of things. How can the medications you're on affect your driving?
Well, they definitely can. And we do go over a little bit about the alcohol and mm-hmm. driving. You know, the blood alcohol content hasn't changed. It's still 0.08. But we also go over the medication, prescription medications, because they can still prescribe opioid-based pain relievers, anti-anxiety drugs, antihistamines, things like that. The driver of the vehicle is responsible to know what the side effects are and how they affect them and to take the medication safely. We also talk a little bit about something that the Pennsylvania State Police stress in the emergency responders about a medic alert for your vehicle, and it's the PA Yellow Dot. It's a little pamphlet with a sticker. You get it, put it on your back window, fill out your medical information, put it in your glove box. If you can't communicate with an emergency responder and you're in your vehicle, they would know to retrieve that from your glove box, and they would have who you are and some medical information on you. So we talk about that, and we tell the people how to get them. And
let's take our second break. The time goes quickly. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the things that the class focuses on, and also what are some simple improvements that each of us can make, whether or not we're 55 or older, to improve our driving, that some of the tips that you offer people. Okay,
sure.
Bob Worley is our guest. He's with Seniors for Safe Driving. It's a company that goes all over Pennsylvania to teach older adults age 55 and older tips to improve their driving and defensive driving tactics, along with sharing the road. They have a number of classes upcoming here in the winter and spring in places like North Huntington, Plum, Wall, Jeanette, Upper St. Clair, and Bellevue. You can register at seniorsforsafedriving.com or give them a call at 1-800-559-4880. And we'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things up.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striflers Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striflers has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striflers offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striflers also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at Striflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Back for a final few minutes with Bob Worley. He's an instructor who teaches seniors how to be safer drivers. And the course that Bob teaches, that he's part of, is specifically designed for drivers who are age 55 and older. What are some things that we can look for in our spouse, our grandparents, our parents, our friends and neighbors? What are some danger signs?
Well, if you're in the vehicle with them and possibly they're missing traffic signals, maybe not seeing regulatory signs, have a death grip on the steering wheel, or, you know, weaving, not staying in their lane. But probably the bigger thing would be just taking a look at the vehicle they're driving, and all of a sudden you're starting to see some scrapes and dents and things like that. Of course, we would know if they were, you know, getting tickets and things like that, that there may be an issue. But, you know, it's hard, but there are resources available on how to talk to loved ones and, you know, family members about maybe it's time to either get some help or, you know, stop driving completely. But, you know, to be independent, it's pretty tough, because you either have to get on a bus or, you know, sign up for access or things like that. And most people probably don't want to have to get into that. So
one of the things that the course promises is to teach share the road and defensive driving. What is defensive driving? What is sharing the road? What do those mean?
One thing that we seem to forget after we get our license the first time is just common courtesy. You know, other like bicyclists have rights over what drivers are allowed to do. We do classes in rural areas where you see the horse and buggy and so forth, you know, being courteous to them and not passing where you're not supposed to pass and so forth. But again, just being courteous, don't be in a hurry. leave yourself enough time so you're not pressed. And if you feel that you can't drive on busy roads, like some of the roads like the parkway, I don't like driving on a parkway anymore, but sometimes that's what you have to do, you know. But even, you know, smaller things, everything doesn't have to be high tech. Just keeping your windows clean, keeping them clear, headlights, lenses, and so forth, keeping them clear so you can see out of the vehicle, sitting in the seat correctly, having your seatbelt adjusted correctly, things like that. It doesn't cost you anything, and it's going to keep you safe.
That whole little routine they teach you when you're learning to drive, that, you know, most of us, we stop doing it as soon as we pass the driving test. As soon as they sign off on us, we stop doing that. But they teach you that little routine of adjusting the seat, adjusting the mirror, checking your mirrors, checking your wipers, all those things. That can make a difference in your response time and seeing and being seen as the airplane pilot.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, they have programs today. They're all based on the car fit program, seat position, steering wheel, the head restraints, your seat belt fitting properly, mirror adjustment, your access to controls, and of course, your visibility outside the window. And these are all good programs. And we talk about that and offer some guidance in the classes.
10 and 2 or not 10 and 2? I've heard people say don't keep your hands at 10 and 2 anymore. 10 and 2 or not?
That's correct. Yeah, they teach now 9 and 3 or 8 and 4 because of the airbags. Okay. People feel that they can, you know, they're going to have time, but they normally can't. You know, you're not going to beat that airbag. It's just too fast.
And the fear is that the airbag will break your fingers or break your wrists.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Right. So 9 and 3, 8 and 4 is what they teach today.
If someone is interested in a course such as the one that you teach, what do they need to bring with them to if they sign up for the course?
Really nothing. Just the people that come in. We have everything there for them. If maybe they wanted to take notes, they could bring their own pen or a piece of paper or a pad. But most locations we have that anyway. But you know, the big thing, just come on in. Like I said in the beginning, we get a lot of repeat students because, although they're older, they're still students, but because they can see the value in it. You're saving money. You're keeping updated on any of the new regulations. And, you know, it does give people a feeling of that they're doing the right thing and gives them some confidence as they get older behind the wheel.
And you do have to budget you do have to budget 4 hours. So it's either an afternoon or a morning. So either like 9 to lunchtime or lunchtime to 4:35 o'clock, something like
that. That's correct. Okay. Yes.
So if you want to find a course near you that is taught by Bob or one of his coworkers, you can go to seniorsforsafedriving.com. It is one of the companies across the state of Pennsylvania that is certified by PennDOT to possibly save you 5% per year on your auto insurance for 3 years. The course that Bob teaches is designed for drivers age 55 and older to refresh their driving skills. They have been around for more than 25 years. They've been doing this. SeniorsForSafeDriving.com is the name of the company that Bob works for. 1-800-559-4880. And they've got courses happening all over Pennsylvania, but in our area, in our listening area, North Huntington, Wilmerding, Plum, Wall, Upper St. Clair, Bellevue, Penn Hills, and in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. Bob, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it, and glad you're doing this for us here. It gets the word out, and hopefully we'll get some people that can see the value and want to come in. Thank you.
And thank you all for listening this morning to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. So long.
You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA 15134.
You can email us at tubecitytiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.